Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House says the president has been briefed on the latest North Korean missile test, which took place early today, but President Trump soon tweeted his reaction, saying North Korea disrespected the wishes of China. He also said, in his words, the missile launch was bad. The launch came just hours after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on the United Nations to take actions as soon as possible.
In light of the growing threat, the time has come for all of us to put new pressure on North Korea to abandon its dangerous path. I urge this council to act before North Korea does.
Commander David Benham of the U.S. Pacific Command said the ballistic missile launch occurred near the Pukchong airfield north of the capital, Pyongyang, and confirmed the missile did not leave North Korean territory. Benham said the North American Aerospace Defense Command determined the missile did not pose a threat to North America. The emir of the Islamic State in Afghanistan is likely dead, targeted in a U.S.-Afghan raid on a cave and tunnel complex that left two U.S. Special Operations Forces soldiers dead. Officials said another 35 IS fighters were also killed, and the dead U.S. soldiers might have been the victims of friendly fire. Pope Francis making a historic visit to Egypt.
Il coraggio dell'alterità, il secondo.
Holding a series of meetings in Cairo and Egypt's religious and political leaders, the Pope said everyone should seek to find the good in everyone else, even though they might not be agreeing on many matters. While in Cairo, Pope Francis will participate in an international peace conference. This is VOA News. France's far-right National Front, that is the party of presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, has replaced its leader for the second time in 3 days. It is seen as a blow to Le Pen's campaign, who faces a runoff with centrist rival Emmanuel Macron on May 7th. Macron expected to win that runoff. Venezuela's ambassador to the Organization of American States, Samuel Moncada, has defended Venezuela's decision to leave the OAS and blamed the U.S. for Caracas having to make that decision.
Coercion is forbidden in international relations. All these principles are being broken or violated by the United States. The United States is the head and the commander of this plot against Venezuela.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government announced the decision to withdraw from the OAS after a brief but contentious OAS session in Washington, in which representatives voted to convene a special meeting of the region's foreign minister to evaluate Venezuela's crisis. Anti-government marches have turned violent in Venezuela, leaving at least 29 people dead and more than 400 others wounded and injured. President Trump has defended the right to own guns here in the United States while appearing before 10,000 delegates at a National Rifle Association gathering.
You have a true friend and champion in the White House. No longer will federal agencies be coming after law-abiding gun owners.
The gun rights issue has become highly polarizing in the U.S., particularly among a string of gun-related massacres around the country, including assaults on schools. President Trump, who supported tougher gun restrictions before he entered the political arena, noted he was the only candidate during last year's presidential campaign to address the NRA. The People's Climate March will take place today around the world. Here in Washington, scientists, religious groups, advocates for low-income people of color, labor unions, anti-corporate activists, and more plan to march through the center of the city to the White House. They condemn President Trump's support for fossil fuels and his disdain for the dangers of climate change. The demonstration comes a week after the March for Science drew crowds of researchers and science enthusiasts at more than 600 locations worldwide. Marchers denounce policymakers who ignore, they say, the scientific consensus on climate change and other issues. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.